Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. On the one hand, this boy is only 7 years old, and on the other, we see that he has lifted the great hill Govardhan. Therefore, O King of Raja, no doubt about your son, a doubt arises about your son within us. Text number 15. Shri Nanda Uvacha Shruyatam Me Vacho Gopa Vetu Shanka Chavorbhake Enam Kumaram Uddishya Gargo Me Yad Uvachaha. Word to word meanings. Text 15. Shri Nanda Uvacha. Shri Nanda Maharaj said, Shruyatam, please hear me, my. Vachah, words, Gopaha, my dear cowherd men, Vetu, let it go away, Shanka, the doubt, Cha, and Va, your, Arbhake, concerning the boy, Enam, this, Kumaram, to the child, Uddishya, referring, Gargah, the sage Garga, me, to me, Yat, which, Uvachaha, spoke in the past. Translation. Nanda Maharaj replied, O cowherd men, just hear my words and let all your doubts concerning my son be gone. Some time ago, Garg Muni spoke to me as follows about this boy. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami comments, the words previously heard from Gargacharya awakened Nanda Maharaj to the truth about Krishna, and thus, by Nanda's constantly remembering his activities, all thoughts about their being impossible ceased in him. Now, he is instructing the cowherd men with these same words. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीना बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation once again. On the one hand, this boy is only 7 years old, and on the other, we see that he has lifted the great hill Govardhan. Therefore, O King of Raja, a doubt about your son arises within us. Hare Krishna. It is a very great honor to sit in the temple of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji and giving a Bhagavatam class in the month of Kartik. So please pray for me that I can give some valuable words which can inspire all of us. Once upon a time, three Indians, they went to New York to enjoy. So when they went there, they booked a nice big hotel, 100 stories, and they booked a room in the 100th floor, and then they went out for shopping. So I mean, just they went to enjoy, so they went out shopping, and when they came back, they found that somehow there was no electricity there in the hotel. Sometimes it happens there also. So since they were Indians, they said, "We are Indians, we have no problem in climbing staircases. So let us just start walking upstairs, 100 floors." So one of them suggested that how to do time pass, so let us discuss some very sad incidences in our life, which were the lowest moments in our life. So one of the persons, he started saying all the miseries he had faced in life, and then almost about 60 stories passed, 60 stories, they just passed in his one man's sad talks. So second person said, "Let me also speak something, give me a chance, I also have some lot of problems." So he started speaking, and till 99 floors he was saying his miseries. Now only one floor was remaining. The third person was not saying anything. He was saying, "You continue." But then both of the others realized that let us give third one also a chance. So then they told, "Okay, tell what you, just one floor is remaining. So kindly just give in short whatever your sad part of life is." So the third person said, "Actually, it is very, very sad, and you don't listen, it's much better, you continue speaking." So they said, "No, no, you should also be given a chance." So the third one said, "What can I say? I forgot the keys to our room downstairs." So this is the type of different people are there. Basically, we see from this small story that the key to happiness is actually there, but we have forgotten it in some other place. And we are advancing in life, progressing, getting many, many comforts, or you can say new gadgets, PDAs, personal digital assistants in the form of mobiles, new MP3 players, tablets, or new clothes, nice things to eat. But happiness is in a different place, not in these things. As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says, that people normally love things and use people, which it should be, we should love people and use things. As we see here in these two verses, 14 and 15, that hearing and chanting, which the Vrajvasis are doing about the Lord, is the key to happiness. Actually, it is not that they do not understand how Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. They actually know that it is a leela, because Krishna sometimes, he tries to lift Nand Maharaj's wooden shoes, sandals, khanav, and he picks it up with very, very effort. Lot of effort, he catches it on the head, and somehow tottering he brings. But he has lifted Govardhan for 7 days on the little finger of the left hand. 7 days and seven nights. So just to basically continue hearing and chanting, they are asking Nand Maharaj that it is most astonishing that how your son has done this. Although they had seen Krishna killing, subduing so many demons, but still they want to continue the Krishna Katha. So Nand Maharaj, in the same mood, he also starts narrating the name giving ceremony of Garga Muni, of Krishna by Garga Muni, which is also known as Namakaran Leela. So shortly after Trinavarta was killed, there were two demons, first ones, Putna and Trinavarta. Vasudev, who was in Mathura, he called Garga Muni to go to Nand Maharaj and perform the astrological calculations for his own son and Rohini's son. So it is said, just as the essence of yajna is mantra, similarly the essence of Garga Muni was his vast knowledge of Vedic scriptures. It is said, just like Kapila, he enunciated the Sankhya Yoga. 24 material elements he analyzed in quite detail. He was expert in that. So similarly, Garga Muni was expert in Jyotish Shastra. Most the Vedic knowledge which is giving explanation about astrological calculations. So as Garga Muni reached the house of Nand Maharaj, Nand Maharaj immediately stood up out of respect, and with folded hands he glorified Garga Muni and said that today it seems that all my forefathers, demigods and fire gods, are satisfied. It seems that I have become very, very fortunate. Why? Because even the benefit which one does not get by visiting various holy places, which one does not get by performing big, big auspicious activities, is gained by having the darshan or darshan of a great saint like you. Then he offered Garga Muni a place to sit, and he circumambulated him, then offered dandavat obeisances, washed Garga Muni's feet and took the charanamrit. And then he said that saints like you just come to houses of householders just to purify us, to give us knowledge. And then he said that you are the best of brahmanas. Till now Garga Muni has not revealed why he has come. He has come to perform the name giving ceremony. And then he said, Nand Maharaj told Garga Muni that you are Brahma Vidam, the best of brahmanas. And finally he humbly requested that kindly perform the, if you so desire, the astrological calculations for my sons. And Garga Muni agreed. As soon as Garga Muni agreed, Nand Maharaj was very, very happy, very overjoyed. And he said that I'll call all the Brajvasis, big, big musicians, and we'll have a big program. So Garga Muni hesitated a bit and he said that, Nand Maharaj, actually Kamsa is a very clever diplomat and he is very sinful also. There are three reasons which he may feel that I have come because of I have been sent by Vasudev. Why? Because already Putana and Trinavarta have been killed, and Kamsa was previously having nightmares. Now he is also having daydreams of Krishna, and during the day he is just imagining that he is seeing the angry face of Krishna staring at him. Besides, he said that you and Vasudev are very good friends, so he might infer that you have been that Vasudev is somehow related to this son although he is not revealing exactly that Krishna is born to Vasudev. And then he also mentioned that that because I am the royal priest of Vasudev, of Yadus, so if I perform this ceremony and it is advertised in a very big way, then also Kamsa has a chance to have doubts, and then he may send many more big demons also. So Nanda Maharaj said, okay, no problem. We'll have this ceremony very, very privately in cowshed, in Goshala, where only me, Nanda Maharaj, Garg Muni, Yashoda, Rohini, and of course the two kids will be there. So Garg Muni was very, very happy. Actually, Garg Muni is a very great devotee of the Lord. In Garga Samhita also, it is said that the face of Garg Muni was very, very overjoyed. It is said just like a bowl of oil-filled glass. It shows all the things inside which are there in the bowl, if there is oil in the container of glass. Similarly, the face of Garg Muni was showing his inner prem ras. And then Garg Muni thought to himself, after when he saw these two kids and especially seeing Krishna, he said that although this child is the knower of Upanishads, has lot of knowledge, and still he just looks and acts like a little boy. Then he also thought that this small kid is beyond time and space, and still he is playing in the lap of Nanda and Yashoda. Not only that, he felt that the bodily fragrance of Krishna is just resembling aguru and sandalwood. And then, as his ecstasy was increasing, Garga Muni was feeling that if I touch the feet of Krishna, these devotees will feel that this saint has gone crazy because he is touching the feet of a small child. And then he thought that if I embrace the child, then they will feel that this sadhu is frivolous. He is not so sober. And then finally he felt that if I hold back my feelings and don't do any of these two things, then I will become very, very anxious and impatient. But then it is said, he just tried to compose himself. And because he stopped his feelings, he appeared as if asleep, although he was awake. He appeared as if he was dumb, although he was speaking. He appeared unconscious, although he was alive. He just consoled himself, feeling that today was the day in his life where he has achieved the perfection of his birth and his learning. He was a very, very learned scholar, that he could perform this great service of giving names to his worshipable Lord. So then he sat on a yellow asan cushion, and then he initially worshipped Ganesha. He chanted auspicious mantras to dispel negative elements. Then taking Rohini's son, he said that this boy will have many, many good qualities and he will give pleasure to all the Brajavasis. So his name, he will be known as Ram. Then he also said that this boy will take pleasure in exhibiting lot of strength. So then he will also be known as Baladev or Balaram. And because he unites two families of Nanda and Vasudev, he will also be known as Shankarshan. Finally, he also mentioned that after all the universe is annihilated, the whole material world is finished, he is the one who remains, Avashesh. So the sages will know him as Shesha, Shesha incarnation. Then he looked at Nanda Maharaj's son and he said, this boy's name will be consisting of 6 syllables. Because he is the husband of Goddess of Fortune, so he will be known, so his first letter is K, which stands for Kamala Kanta, the husband of Goddess of Fortune. The second letter is Re or Ra, because that stands for Ram, who is the enjoyer of all sacrificial performances, all the yajnas, K-R. Third is Sha. Sha stands for Shadagunapati. That means he is the master of all six opulences. As we see Parashar Muni quotes, Aishwarya Samagrasya, Virasya Yashasa Shriya, Gyan Vairagya Iti, Shadanam Bhaga Iti Gana. Six opulences of wealth, knowledge, fame, strength, beauty, and finally renunciation. So, third letter is Sha. Fourth is Na or N, which stands for, he'll take incarnation of Lord Narsimha. Fifth is A or A, which stands for Akshara, which means this boy is immortal. And finally, H. H means stands for the two dots, Krishnaha, the two dots in the end of the Sanskrit language, which stands for Nara Narayan Rishi. One dot is Nara, the other dot is the Narayan. Then Garga Muni said, because this boy is all pervading. We just see Garga Muni is talking about a small boy to his father, saying that your boy is all pervading. Vasati Sarvatra Iti Vasudev. So another name of this boy will be Vasudev. Thirdly, he said, Krish means eternal and Na means pleasure. Your boy personifies eternal pleasure. So he will also be known as Krishna. Hindi we write Krishna. And the cows who were watching curiously all the proceedings, they mooed loudly, affirming. And so the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Krishna. Of course, there are many more shlokas which Garga Muni spoke about Krishna's incarnation, but that is in the coming verses. So we'll just cover till our verse. Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in Upadeshamrit, text number 7, Syat Krishna Nam Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pitta Upatapta Rasanasya Na Rochikanu Kintu Adarad Anudinam Khalu Saiva Jushta Swadvi Kramada Bhavati Tadagada Moola Hantri. He says that the name, form, pastimes, Leela, etc. of Krishna are transcendentally sweet, like Sita. Sita means like sugar candy. And then what he is saying, that Pitta Upatapta Rasanasya Na Rochikanu. Because a person is diseased with a disease of bile or Pitta, he cannot taste the sweetness. We see normally that if somebody has jaundice, which is a disease of Pitta, then he cannot, the disease, the medicine is you take the sweet sugar cane or sweet like that. But then he feels that it is bitter. Just like we feel that the holy name and katha is so troublesome to hear. But then he says, what is the remedy? Pitta upatapta rasanasya na rochikanu, although we don't have taste, kintu, he says, adarat, with respect, anudinam, every day, khalu saiva jushta, if you take it every day, swadvi kramad bhavati, slowly, gradually, you will start getting that taste. Tadgad moolahantri, and the disease of materialism will be destroyed gradually. One time, a reporter, he asked Srila Prabhupada this question, that Prabhupada, you have established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness and you have told so many rules, no tea, no coffee, chanting, deity worship, so many difficult rules you have told. But my doubt is, he's saying, my doubt is that if at the end of life you feel or you discover that there is no Krishna, there is no person which is there, so all your austerity and everything, your life is waste. So Prabhupada said, agreed. He agreed. He said, suppose we agree with your proposal that this is the case. Still, we had very good food in life. We enjoyed nice music. Then we saw beautiful deities. We had nice absorbing festivals. We had to got to hear nice philosophy by which we can carry on our life. Normally, materialists don't have a philosophy. They just say enjoy. That is their philosophy. And still they cannot enjoy. And not only that, over above that, we had nice people to associate with who had some higher goals in life, some higher values in life. They are striving for good values. Then Prabhupada went on to say, he said, and suppose if Krishna is there, then what about you? Then you have not done any of these things. So then he said, anybody who has not tasted prasad and all that, then he is just going to rotate in the cycle of birth and death. As Shankaracharya reports, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam, iha sansare bahu dustare, kripya pare pahi murare. He says that again and again there is birth, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Janani, jathar means the womb, and you shayanam means sleeping. Every birth you have to sleep in the womb of mother. So this is what is the fate if we don't take this little bit bitter medicine. Prabhupada, in fact, he mentions in one of his small books, maybe Path of Perfection, he says, what is austerity? Austerity means basically accepting something which is painful. Voluntarily accepting that. Just like somebody drinks Karela juice every day. It is bitter. But only reason he will take it is because he feels that there is some benefit in that. Once, one attached king who was attached to his possessions and his kingdom, he was about to die. He was in very old age. So he called one of the sadhu and he asked him, kindly see my astrological chart and tell me what is my future life. So sadhu was a real sadhu. So he saw all his astrology and then finally he said, after death, because you are a very nice king, you are going to go to heaven. So king became very, very happy. He said, really? Then sadhu said, but. So the king immediately said, always but. But there will be many mosquitoes in heaven. So the king started crying, actually started crying. Going to heaven, still mosquitoes will bite. So sage said, no problem. You will get mosquito net. So king was again happy. Oh, I'll get mosquito net. Then no problem. Then again sadhu said, but. Again but. He said, there will be one hole in mosquito net. So again the king started crying. So then sadhu said, don't worry. If you have hole in mosquito net, just take a needle with you and thread. Just sew the hole. So the king started thinking, yes, so easy. But then he realized that he cannot take even a needle with him to sew the hole. So that is the lesson which sadhu is teaching. So it is said that these material desires are very, very difficult to give up. It is said in one shloka, angam galitam palitam mundam, dashana vihina jatu tundam, vriddho yati grahitva tundam, tadapina munchati asha pindam. It is said that as old age comes, all our limbs get weakened. Angam galitam palitam mundam, the hairs fall off. Of course, we have removed it voluntarily, but hairs slowly fall off. People try to apply different oils. Dashana vihina jatu tundam, the teeth, they also fall off. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he was seeing his disciples enjoying lot of mahaprasad. So Prabhupada said, when I was young, I used to eat 20 puris, lot of halwa, like this he was saying so many things. And then Prabhupada raised his hand like this and moved his finger, this flesh little bit hanging. Now, but now flat tire. So then there was one of Prabhupada's acquaintance near him, OBL Kapoor. Then Prabhupada asked him, "So, what about you? Do you still have all your teeth?" So OBL Kapoor said, "Yes, I have all my teeth, but they are in glass of water." Then Prabhupada said, "I still have all 32 teeth." So then, so Angam Galitam Dashana Vihina Jatu Tundam, all the teeth go away. But one thing does not go away. One more thing. Vriddho Yati Grahitva Dandam. As old age comes, the knees become weak, so you need a stick, third leg. But one thing which does not go away is Tadapina Munchati Asha Pindam. Desires. Desires, they keep on increasing. So, what is the way to give up these desires? I was hearing one lecture, very like, in a nutshell, there was four stages given. One stage is like, one is helplessly defeated. When one gets desires, he's just fallen down. Second stage is, one hears all this and tries to struggle and then again defeated. So that is second. Third is, one still struggles and then success. But still that is not the highest stage. The highest stage is, without struggle there is success. That means one does not need to struggle with these desires. Actually, it is not so difficult to give up desires. What is difficult is to get a desire to give up desires. I'll give an example. One time an alcoholic went to one of the persons or a sage and asked him, "How should I give up alcohol? My whole life is getting spoiled. I am ruining my family. All my relationships are getting spoiled." So the sage said, "It is very easy. It is as easy as just opening your hand. Opening, closing your hand." So the person said, "Is it really so easy?" So sage said, "Yes, it is only that much easy that you open your hand at the right time." He said, "What is that time? You tell me. I'll get up early and open my hand." So sadhu said, "You have to open the hand when you have the glass of alcohol in hand. When it is going near your lips, you just open it." So it is so easy to give up the desire. We know all philosophy, all the shlokas, all the theory about all the anarthas. So that's why it is said we need to strengthen our intelligence. Just like, for example, there is a bull is there, suppose. And if you want to make him move, then there are two ways. If you go to our Govardhan farm, you will see. One is, you pull the bull. And other is, you push the bull from behind. So, we are like that bulls. So, Krishna is pulling us through holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam class, scriptures, towards him. And Maya is pushing us from behind. I remember my grandfather used to say in Gujarati one saying, "Soti vage cham cham, to vidya ave gam gam." That if you get nice kicks, automatically all the vidya starts coming. So that is what is the job of Maya. So much so about this verse. Also, it happens today to be the disappearance day of Srila Vasudev Ghosh. I could not find much about him, but whatever I found, I'll say that these were three brothers, Vasudev Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh in Chaitanya Leela. And according to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is said Govinda Ghosh is Kalavati Gopi, Madhav Ghosh is Rasullas Gopi, Vasudev Ghosh is Guna Tunga Gopi. And all three were very good singers. If you remember from Chaitanya Charitamrit pastimes, that during Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu organized Rath Yatra. I mean, seven groups. He made seven groups, kirtan groups. And it is said that in each group there was one lead singer, five followers or five people who respond to the singing. There were two mridangas in each group, and there was a one chief dancer. So that's how there were seven groups. Four of the groups used to be in front of Lord Jagannath, singing and dancing. Four. Two used to be on each side. That makes it six. And one group used to be behind Lord Jagannath's cart, singing and dancing. So, these three brothers were in the fourth kirtan group, in which Govinda Ghosh was the lead singer. Five of them were responding. Younger Haridas, Raghav, Vishnu Das, Madhav Ghosh, who was brother of Govinda Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh, who was also brother. So these five were responding, and two mridanga players, of course, and one chief dancer, who was Vakreshwar Pandit. So it is said that seven groups, two mridangas each group, so it made it, how many? 14 mridangas. And the sound was tumultuous, very loud. And it is said that hearing that sound, and also of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya loudly shouted Hari Hari, and also Jai Jagannath, and he danced in ecstasy. And seeing him, the devotees were so much ecstatic that it appeared that they have gone mad. It is said that the Vaishnavas were looking like assembly of clouds, and the tears which were coming out of their eyes were like rains. So I'll just complete, it's 9:15, with a small story. Once Srila Prabhupada saw a big ship, and it was being pulled by a small boat. He was seeing it, how it is possible, like big ship, very huge ship, was just getting pulled by a small boat and taken away. So Srila Prabhupada asked one of his disciples that how it is so that such a big ship is being pulled by small boat. So nobody could answer. But then one of the disciples realized. So he said, Prabhupada, the engine of the ship is switched off. That's why the boat is pulling the ship. So Prabhupada said, yes. So that's why you also never put off your Krishna conscious engine. Otherwise, small boat of Maya, small desires will take us. So what is that Krishna conscious engine? It is this, whatever little bit services we are doing, hearing and chanting. The example is given of a swimmer. If one swims, with the same strokes he swims, slowly he realizes that he is advancing. So even if the four stages of giving up desires which we saw, even if we cannot do that, Prabhupada writes in one of the Bhagavad Gita purports that even if we cannot follow, then he says, but if we are not resentful of the principle, at least that this is correct, this is right, I should do it, although I am not able to do it, but I should do it. So if we just try our best, just try our best, Krishna is there to help us. We have to try our best. Whatever we can do, whatever is possible, with our little bit effort, that is enough for Krishna to help us. Hare Krishna.